Okay, everybody, welcome to week three of Basics 2.0. We are going to start this week talking all about enough. Now, just going to tell you, enough was probably, I mean, I've told y'all 1,000 times that I created this program built on the back of all the things that either were working for me or that weren't. And what did I need to improve? What did I need to do differently? What did I need to stop doing? And I will tell you, enough has been the one part of the basics that to this day, I probably work the most on. It's the one where I have so much subconscious programming that I'll get really good at it. And then something will shift in life and I will notice an old pattern want to sneak back in. And that is okay. I'm going to tell all of you, that's just stuff that happens. That's called being older and wiser. Not being someone who sits around and be like, oh my God, my life's over because my old patterns are coming back. No, that's called having a normal functioning human brain. So today what we want to do is we want to kick off this week with what enough is and what it ain't. All right. So here are some words I want you to watch out for when it comes to thinking about enough. So just like last week when we talked about hunger, I think it's super important for you guys to think about, when I think about eating to enough, what do I visualize? So like, you know, close your eyes and think, when I'm eating my plate of nachos and I'm going to stop at enough, what comes up for me? And I will tell you, to this day, when I do that, what immediately, automatically, defaulty comes up for me is, I wish I could eat more. I'd love to eat all of it. It's a shame I can't have them all. That's my first default thoughts. And that's good information to know. It's really important to understand where your brain wants to go, what it's automatically going to offer you, so that you do not have to let it be the only thoughts that you have. So I still have those thoughts. So that means knowing this is everything for Corinne to be able to keep her weight off. It means that when she's going to be eating some of her favorite foods, you know, like stopping at enough with a salad has gotten to where it's pretty easy. It's like, I've gotten to where I'm pretty good at when I start losing interest in food, or I notice like the food just doesn't taste as good. Like, I don't just make myself clean a plate anymore. So there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, just noticing where you're at on some things. And then I always tell myself, good to know, because stopping at enough is also one of the things that allows me to have these nachos more frequently. It's a very empowering way to eat. It's something that I know I can do because I've done it before. It allows me to have last word, best word, whenever an old shitty comes in, just some natural default thinking and what I want to replace it with new hotness. All right. So here are some things to watch out for. Fullness. We're not eating to full anymore. So I want you to learn how to listen for when you're eating to full. Your brain, when you think about eating to full, it thinks about a full tank. It thinks about, it's probably going to have you eating more food than you need. And you know me, I want you spending time eating until enough. Eating until where you feel like, this is good. I've had plenty, where I can make sure that I don't probably need to eat for a good 3 to 4 hours. This should hold me over. Like, that's where we want to eat to. We don't want to eat to full, because that, if you're eating to full, you're probably not going to lose weight. Now, full may not make you gain weight, but it will probably, for a lot of you who are noticing you're not losing, you need to ratchet down a little bit on the full side. You may be eating to full. I also want you to look for feeling satisfied, and the difference between the thought and the actual physicalness of it. So sometimes what we do is we eat until we feel like we've had enough mentally, which is kind of what I was talking about before. I want you to figure out, all right, I want to pay attention so much to where not only do I think
I could last 3 to 4 hours and stuff, but I can tell it in my body. So if sometimes what happens is the first way that you do it is we literally just eat until we think we've had enough food. And then we listen to our body and we're like, okay, here are the physical signs that I'm noticing. And you track it for like 2 weeks. What you'll notice is you'll have a really good collection of physical signs. You'll also have data. The scale will either be moving down, stabilizing, or moving up. Whatever it's doing, so if it's moving down, then those signals for now count. Those are your physical signals. If it's stabilizing, that means you need to listen for precursor ones. So you need to eat just a little bit less and then notice physically what feels different, because those are probably my enough physical symptoms, the signals that I've had enough. The other are probably more about what full really is. I may not emotionally be getting what I want, but my body is. And if you're gaining, you need to eat less, just a little bit less, until you tripwire into where the scale's going down. So it just means, like, if you think you're eating to enough, but you continue after, and I want you to do it for like 2 weeks, you're gaining weight, then you have to ratchet it down a little bit. It may indeed be less than what you're used to eating, but if you've been gaining weight for a long time, then your judgment of how much less is just needs to be redefined. It still may not be where it needs to be for weight loss. So that's how you start refining. The most important thing is what you're doing is you're just paying attention. You're really digging into, I want to know, what do I think first and foremost enough is? Second, what is the physical indicators that that's where we're at? Then I want to track the data and I want to see if that is getting me the results I want. And then over time, I'll have it all fine-tuned and then I just get to just go. You can use some of the enough methods that we have. We have the halftime method, which is also known as the Kathy method, where you eat half the food that you put on your plate and you take a break. You can wait. Sometimes some people wait 15 minutes. Some people just like only need 2 to 3 minutes of just sitting there and letting their brain and their tummy catch up to one another. And then they can decide, do they want to eat more? The way that I like to do it is I like to tell myself, of course you can have more if you want, but we're just going to wait and just make sure that we physically need more. And if we don't, then we'll mentally get on the bandwagon. We'll cheerlead ourselves into it. The other one that's good is making sure that if you are hungry, or that, I mean, if you think that you've had enough, then stop, drink some water, and then go back. That's another method. Some people leave 2 bites behind. Some people serve on smaller plates. The real key to figuring it out is to just figure out an easy way for you to be able to eat less and pay attention to how you're thinking and feeling in your body. Then the last one you need to watch out for is doing all the things. A lot of times we like to say we're doing all the things. Look, I don't like this one because of a couple of things. Number one, it's a very frustrating thought. I've never heard anyone say, I'm doing all the things and felt really good about it, unless they're losing weight. Now, if you're losing weight, go at it and be like, I'm doing all the things. Here I am doing all the things. That's awesome. But when it comes to trying to figure out why your weight's not budging, doing all the things is a thought that is probably going to frustrate you and not open you up to examination, curiosity, and awareness. It blocks those feelings and you need those. So one of the things you have to know about when we think about doing all the things is that things change. Sometimes you're going to be rocking and rolling in your weight loss and you'll notice a natural stall or plateau and you'll want to say, I'm doing all the things. You may be doing all the things that worked 40 pounds ago, but you're smaller. which means that you might need less food. It may be time to shake a few little things up. The danger zone here is when somebody hears, like, oh my gosh, everything's changing. They immediately go to, all right, I've been rocking and rolling like a sane person, and now I need to go completely butt-ass insane. No, you don't. You need to make some tweaks and changes until you shake it loose enough until you're going again, which means you need to probably re-examine what enough is. Your body, the smaller it gets, just doesn't need as much food. This is why it's so important that you don't just lose weight making yourself eat less. You actually have to lose weight loving yourself more, figuring out how to respect yourself, cheerlead, find what's right in you and in your life, and enjoy your life more, because at some point, you're not going to get to eat as much food for entertainment as you might want. So you're going to need to be entertained with yourself, and you're going to need to be entertained with your life. Most people that freak out about eating less as they get smaller is because they've just gotten really good at self-loathing their way down the scale. And then when they've been able to keep a certain amount of emotional eating around and lose weight, when they get to the part where they have to actually let go of some of that emotional eating, it's like, oh, fuck. I got to let go of this emotional eating and have nothing waiting in the wings. So we always pay the piper of our thinking. So you want to make sure you're watching out for that. Doing all the things too also is like, I'm like, are you really? Like, I want you to always say that. When you think I'm doing all the things, I want you to ask yourself, am I really? A lot of times people will tell me they're not doing discovery worksheets. Or they'll say I'm doing all the things and they're overeating three nights a week. Guess what things you're not doing? Sitting with your emotions. Figuring out how to sit there and like, why am I needing to eat instead of not eating? Doing all the things means that as we uncover things, if overeating is keeping me from losing any more weight because three nights a week, I'm hanging on to overeats. Now, in order to be considered doing all the things, those three nights, I've got to be testing stuff, trying things, figuring out what kind of bullshit thinking is getting me to eat every single night. What am I doing during the day that's setting me up to need to blow off steam in the evening? Finding those patterns. All right. So just remember that enough is a moving target. I want you to start personalizing your days. So when I say enough is a moving target, that means that as you get smaller, it may or may not change. It could be a while. It could be every 20 pounds. Also, depending on your hormones, depending on like I'm an exerciser. I'll give you a good example. I'm an exerciser. I had three hard days of workouts. I'm getting ready for this race. And so for three straight days, I had really hard workouts. On day two of it all, I was just not hungry at all. My body was tired. I just didn't want much. I was so tired. I just wanted to go to bed. Day three, I was a little hungry. But day four, when I had a day off, the second that I had a day off and I was rest, I had been like getting more sleep and stuff, was the day that my body was legit sending up hunger signals faster than usual. That doesn't mean something's broken. And as long as I ask myself, am I wanting to eat right now emotionally, or can I tell it in my body physically? When I tell it in my body physically, I'm just like, all right, here's a good habit to have. Eat when you're hungry. Know when you're not. And if you're not hungry, figure out what you emotionally need instead. This is how you personalize your plan. Some days you may need more food. And guess what? Maybe you didn't plan for it. That's okay. I would much rather on days when my body physically demands more food to get so confident that I can listen to it, that on those days I will have an off-plan eat. I will do a discovery worksheet. I will go ahead and eat. I will make an amazing choice. And I will allow my discovery worksheet to tell me, one, how to plan better after highly active days. And number two, how to cheerlead myself for noticing the amazing thoughts that I had, the compassion that I shared with myself. A discovery worksheet, guys, is not a beat down. It's an investigation. It is insight. It's a look under the hood. That's it. Which means sometimes, like, the best discovery worksheets I have are the ones that give me insight into how to prepare better for next time and how to show myself that I'm more fucking amazing than I often give myself credit for. So here are three useless things we're going to watch out for. Number one, we're going to watch out for useless nostalgia, which means, well, I wish I could eat, shitty thought. I eat so little now, or I'm barely eating. These are three thoughts to watch out for. So I wish I could eat more. You need a different thought when it comes up. Do you really wish you could eat more? Or do you enjoy the food you're getting to have? And what you really want is to learn how to appreciate your life so much that you don't need to eat a lot of food to get your happiness. Could be another thought. That's one of those that'll slap your little ass into reality. Be like, oh, let's get our brain focused on a real problem. It's not a problem that I don't get to eat more. The real problem is, if I'm still finding so much joy all the time in how much I get to eat, maybe the problem is I need to find more joy in what's right about me. I eat so little now versus, oh my gosh, I'm really learning how to eat according to what my body needs. Much better. I'm barely eating. Is that even really true? Like, I always like to ask myself, girl, is that even really true? It's barely eating compared to when you used to saddle up to the Golden Corral buffet and go ham to get your money's worth. Yeah, everything's going to look exponentially smaller than that. Or you could be thinking, I'm eating food, and if my body says it needs more, fucking smart. Guess what? I'll eat more. Another thought we could be having. Next is useless projections. I won't be able to eat much in maintenance. I'll only be able to eat salad and meat going forward. I can't keep eating less. This is where our brain is like, so useless nostalgia is going back in time, wishing we could do whatever. Useless projections is going forward and anticipating pain and misery. Instead of, I won't be able to eat much in maintenance, what if we just sat around and thought, I bet I will teach myself to maintain my weight eating foods I love. This is great. Rather than I'll only be able to eat salad meat, I'd be like, bitch, that ain't even true. Quit thinking that you got to go to diet restriction hell in order to lose weight. Guess what you get to do? Make tweaks to your favorite foods until you figure it out. That's what we get to do. And then I can't keep eating less. I just tell myself, girl, you don't know how much you're going to be eating. And the more you're enjoying your life, maybe you're going to be snacking on life instead of snacking on a ding-dong. I would just tell myself, I bet I can keep going and figure out a way to eat more than I'm going to need to feel amazing about myself. And then watch out for useless anxiety. Oops. So watch out for useless anxiety. I'll never figure this out. It's too hard and confusing. I need more rules and structure. So we want to be watching out for useless anxiety because it's just thoughts that are going to keep us jacked up and more likely not able to stop it enough. So I'll never figure this out. Most useless thought ever. And let a lot of you want to just hang on to it. Rather than thinking, I'll never figure this out, what if you just start thinking, I'm willing to figure this out. I'm willing to keep going. It's just going to take me some time. I'll figure it out if I don't quit. I mean, that's kind of the truth. And yet we don't even think about telling ourselves this stuff. We just feel so beholden to our pain. It's like, if you keep working at it and don't quit, you will figure it out. The only thing that stops anybody from figuring out enough is the ones who quit trying. That, my friends, will never work. It's too hard and confusing. Useless anxiety. If you're going to be trying to figure it out, don't be sitting there thinking stuff like this. Every time that you don't get the signal or whatever, just say, glad I'm paying attention. Glad I'm paying attention. When your brain wants to go to, it's too hard and confusing, say, no, it's not. It takes time. I've never had to really pay attention like this before. It's always going to feel different until I get used to it. Like, that is such a more reasonable way to think about it. I need more rules and structure. This is what I always tell myself when I keep thinking that I need rules and structure. I always tell myself, no, you need thinking. You need thinking that allows you to feel in control. You need thinking that allows you to feel motivated. You need to think about this in a way that feels doable. Rules and structure don't make anyone do shit. Have you ever been driving down the interstate and sped? Like, have you ever gone 70 in a 65? Well, you got all kinds of rules and structure there, and yet you're choosing not to. Rules do not make us do shit. You know what makes us do shit or not do shit? What we think. So whenever you start thinking, I just need more rules and structure, you need to say, like, no, that's a lie. Because the rule is, I stop at enough. More rules is not going to help that until I decide to quit thinking shitty thoughts. So we want to use equal airtime. And equal airtime is where we focus on what's changing and what's possible. That's why I gave you new thoughts. So when those old ones come in, it is imperative that you think something new. It is imperative that you tell yourself, here's what's changing instead of what I'm afraid won't be changing. Here's what's possible that's good instead of here's probably what's going to happen because I suck. So equal airtime. And the call to action, plan a monk meal. A monk meal is where you eat by yourself. You don't talk to nobody. You ain't got a phone. No distractions. So you're going to plan a monk meal. And you're going to journal your body's cues, thoughts, and feelings. I really want you to do this. I want you to eat by yourself. Best way to figure out enough is to get quiet. That will turn up the volume on what your body and mind are experiencing. Don't judge yourself through the process. Just say, like, I love myself enough to do this. I want to see why so often things are uncomfortable, because I tell you, all a monk meal is going to do is turn up the volume on the things that you already think. They're just running around in the background of your mind with all the other noise of TV and distractions and your phone and all this other stuff. But those thoughts are there. When you can't hear them and you don't know they're there, they still cause feelings. And those feelings still cause you to do things or don't do things. So plan your monk meal, pay attention, and figure it out. All right, talk to y'all later.